Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine. And our guest is the president of NAMI, both for Queens and NASA, which is also Janet, but that's Janet Sussin.
Correct.
And we're, this is, again, this is a wonderful morning of information. But when we had the Lisa and Regina before, we were talking in reference to socialization, which is very important for people as they age. Is there socialization issues also with NAMI and people with mental illness?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whatever the disorder, people tend to be isolated and alone. You know, I mean, it's so tragic, but, you know, no matter how popular and wonderful your son or your daughter is, you know, friends don't know how to cope with what's going on. And you know, one by one, you know, you find yourself isolated and alone. So one of the wonderful things that we're so proud of at NAMI Queens NASA is something called the Friendship Network. And we pair people with mental illness with one another for the purpose of friendship. It can be male-male, female-female, or male-female. And happy to say, many marriages have actually...
Really?
Yes, which is really...
So really, NAMI is a dating service, and
you've been... No. They resist that. But actually, and this was started way before internet anything, you know. Now, there's just a wonderful woman named Alice Cohn who just has a really good sense of,
nice.
You know, who would be good together. But also, we just have a lot of social events, you know, bowling and tennis and trips to the theater and museums. And so people develop a social network, which is something that's...
And that the Friendship Circle is for the
it's
family?
It's called the Friendship Network. And
I'm sorry, Friendship
it's only
Network.
For people who have a mental illness.
Okay.
And it can be any form of mental illness.
Okay,
I mean, you know, they don't care about that.
Right.
You know,
right,
but however, you do have to be willing to you have to be in treatment, and you have to be able to understand that if they need to, they will contact your doctor, your psychiatrist, actually, if they need help, because for safety reasons. But, I mean, this has been going on since the late 80s, and with great success, and, you know, I'm really anxious for people to know about that.
You know, it's when you're saying isolation, like, especially, like, your son was diagnosed at 15,
you said?
You know, at 15, if you have three or four boys and they're coming to your house and your son is coming across as a little special, then I can see the parents say, stay away from him.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with him. And,
oh, without
and what
a doubt.
Happens, without thinking about it, they're contributing to his depression.
Yes,
because
exactly.
All of a sudden,
oh, yeah.
Don't invite
a doubt.
Him over for dinner this weekend. Get one of the
right.
other boys. And
right.
It's... People don't think, and it's unintentional.
No, it really,
by no
but they
means.
Really don't they understand, and
right.
the person's
right.
behavior does change, you know, and they really don't know how to cope
right.
with it. I mean, that's why I was telling you, or I think during the break, I mean, that's why I'm so committed to educating kids in school about mental illness. And we, in fact, have a program called Breaking the Silence, Teaching the Next Generation
oh,
about
wonderful.
Mental
wow.
illness.
Okay.
And it's really, it's a national program. In fact, a couple months ago, we got an email from Haiti showing our kids using our lessons and with one of our posters, which says brains can get sick too, but with treatment they can get better. So
oh, that's
we
excellent.
Yeah, and we want people to see mental illness for what it is. It's a brain disorder, you know, in the same way in which you can have heart disease and you can have cancer and it affects
right.
a part of your body. Well, the brain is a very complex organ, and there are many ways in which people can develop a mental illness. I mean, they say one out of four at some point in their lives will develop a mental illness. So,
how do you make what you do known? I know that's a silly question.
Thank you. No. It's a wonderful question. Well, we have a website, which is certain.
How would you know to go to the website?
Well, I guess I'm going to tell you what our website is. Okay, so our website, the general website, is namiqn.org. And our Breaking the Silence website is BTS, for Breaking the Silence, Lesson Plans with an S, .org. And Friendship Network www.mindfulnessfor.org.
Okay.
So we have, but, you know, but they can also call us. So our phone number is 516-326-0797.
And as I always say, there's a lot of information you just gave out. You call 311 because we will send the person Janet's way. So that's not a problem whatsoever. You know, you can't write it down, but just say, boy, I know a situation that I'd like to speak with NAMI about.
Sure.
Don't worry about it. Just 311, which is easy to remember.
Yeah.
Call it later on today or whenever. And
yeah, and we'll do our best to.
Where do you get your funding?
Good question. Honestly, most of our funding really is what we raise through the walk. We do get a small amount of funding from Nassau County, for which we're enormously grateful. But primarily, really, it is through fundraising, and our walk is the biggest way that,
that is,
we do that.
Okay.
That
wow.
really is.
Wow.
So we just had a walk on the 6th of May, and we're still fundraising through it goes 2 months after, so through July 6th. So if you go to NAMI Walks, Long Island, Queens, you can certainly donate via our website, and that will go to support our programs and services. And also, I really do want to give a shout out to the Unitarians, since you mentioned them earlier, because we were so fortunate to get two grants for something that is really the biggest problem, I think, for people with serious mental illness, and that is they're ending up homeless on the streets and in prisons and jails. And the funding that we got from the Unitarians was actually to educate the police about mental illness and to avoid confrontations that escalate to the point where somebody has to be taken to jail or prison. And the result, there was CIT, crisis intervention team training for the police. And as a result of that, certainly the village of Hempstead, which is the largest private police force on Long Island, significantly cut into the numbers of people who were didn't get taken to the hospital, or, in fact, it didn't even escalate to that point where they had to be taken anywhere.
Right, right.
They were just learned about local services and that sort of thing. So, you know, we're
that same situation you're talking, it's almost going back to when the parent didn't turn on the child, but the police don't understand that this is a mentally ill person, not a violent criminal.
Right.
And there's
right.
a fine line.
That's a good
and
way to
say it. Don't take out the gun
it.
And don't take out the stick or something,
well,
because just give him a few more minutes and then you say, wait a minute, he's just not having a good day.
Yeah.
He's not a criminal.
Yeah.
And some of them can be caught, talked down, or say maybe they'll take him to, take him to the hospital or something. But it's not a person that has to be incarcerated. That's
exactly.
And that was the purpose of that.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I mean, our organization was started. I mean, NAMI as a national organization was started by people who had loved ones in state psychiatric hospitals, and those hospitals were closing. At one time in New York State, there were 95,000 people in state psychiatric hospitals. Now, the number is just around 3,000. Now, where are those people? You know, yes, some of them are getting treatment in the community. Some of them are in housing in the community, which unfortunately is very limited, particularly in Nassau County. But a lot of them are in prison and jail. And it's just...
That's criminal.
It is criminal. Yeah. It really, really is criminal. So NAMI people become advocates for their loved ones, but we also really encourage people to join us in fighting for the greater good.
Right. But you see what you said there, unfortunately, 95,000 were in homes years ago.
State psychiatric hospitals, Pilgrim State.
95,000 is not a big number.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they don't care. You know, it's a big number if it's your son or your daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you said 3.5 million people, then we got to do something. It's just like when the AIDS crisis
started.
Oh, that's
interesting that you say that. Yeah.
It wasn't big enough for them to care about until it became an epidemic.
Exactly.
Then they cared. 95,000, it's a huge number.
Yeah.
But in 340 million people,
Interesting.
And that's what happens. And then where does the money go? And that's why you need advocates.
Well, the other thing was that Medicaid funding suddenly became available in the community, but specifically not for state psychiatric hospitals. Interesting.
Wow.
Follow the money, right?
Yeah.
So that's really, that is more than anything why those state hospitals were emptied. So I just want to say, I mean, there's certainly a role for places like Pilgrim State and Creedmoor, mm-hmm. and they do a wonderful job. Particularly because hospital stays are so short now mm-hmm. in community hospitals.
Right, right.
You know, it used to be, when Doug was hospitalized, he was there for 2 months. Well, for heaven's sake, that doesn't happen anymore. You know, now it's, you know, 7 days, 12 days.
Just to try to balance his medication.
And well, and that's really not enough time, you know.
Right, I understand
so, what you're saying. So it's.
So they're really putting you back on the street, still mm-hmm. sick.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we struggle with a lot of things, but it's wonderfully helpful to have other people work with us, mm-hmm. and we're so happy, for example, that Alpha Kappa Alpha, which is an African-American sorority, is a big supporter of ours. A group called Hussein that represents the Muslim community.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we really reach out to as many groups as we can to work with us on this issue because it affects everybody.
Do you have an outreach program to the schools in the areas?
We don't have an outreach program, but what we do have and have had is a talk called Let's Talk Mental Illness, mm-hmm. and we provide a speaker. We had a wonderful speaker, Hakeem Rahim, who was an African-American who managed to, locally from Amityville, managed to get accepted to Harvard.
Wow.
However, then he had two psychotic breaks, you know, but nevertheless eventually graduated and got a master's and a real spokesperson. Mm-hmm. So we also have a program called In Our Own Voice. We train people with mental illness to speak in the community as well. And that's mm-hmm. something that people, I think, any group can contact us about that. So
you know, I'm going to get, we're actually out of
time. Yes.
But no, I want to give out the number again. It's 516-326-0797. That's the direct number for NAMI. There's websites and everything else. You'll get it from that number.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of time. Janet, I want to thank you so much. This was tremendous explanation of what NAMI does, which is just great. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.